Talk Live. You can take control of the show. Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Torgo is absent tonight.
He is visiting his family up in Illinois.
He is.
Or something.
In fact, he's going to be visiting our friends over at RedBarRadio.com on their Sunday night show.
Yeah, so if you want to hear Torgo, you can hear it, listen to him Sunday night, not Friday night.
That's right, and Red Bar Radio appears on our live internet stream at FreeTalkLive.com, so you get the details there. 800-259-5791, coming up tonight. Your calls, of course, that's what the show is about. Whatever you want to talk about goes. 1-800-259-5791. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photograph. Not just any old photo, but one specifically taken for Free Talk Live. In the photo, they have to prove themselves by showing some sort of evidence that they listen to the show. Usually that manifests itself as a handmade sign, for instance, that references Free Talk Live, or perhaps one of the show personalities. That way we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are who you claim to be, and we put you on our website on the Shrine of Female Listeners, freetalklive.com. Plus, you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more about the Free State Project, give me a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Now, Manwich, we never got to the snow penis emails last night.
No, we didn't.
And it's now been a week.
It's a hot topic. If I would have just agreed with you guys, there would have been nothing
yeah, been
to
done.
It.
And I want to get to it, but I also want to cover some other things. So we're going to postpone it again, and if we don't get to it, we don't get to it. That's how Free Talk Live works. But I want to get to, first, I want to start out with a story out of San Francisco. And this comes to us from StopTheDrugWar.org. The DEA is at it again, Manwich. They're raiding medical marijuana providers in California. In this case, operating under a federal search warrant Tuesday morning, they raided two residences linked to San Francisco's HopeNet medical marijuana dispensary, rousting the operators, Stephen and Catherine Smith, from their beds, handcuffing them, and seizing marijuana plants, prepared marijuana, and cash. That afternoon, dozens of patients and activists organized by the Medical Marijuana Defense Network, Americans for Safe Access, actually blocked the DEA agents from entering the HopeNet Clara Street facility for several hours. But then the agents returned later that evening after the crowd had dispersed, breaking down the door and searching fruitlessly for more marijuana. And then finally after that, they went to a nearby warehouse where they seized 500 plants. So it continues to go on. Now almost 10 years since 1996's Proposition 2, I believe it was 216 or 215, in California, the huge, major provision that allowed medical marijuana to be dispensed to people with a prescription in California. It's been almost a decade now, Manwich. And still, the federal government insists on busting these medical marijuana providers in California. These are not gangs. These are not violent people. They just want to help others get the medicine that they need. Now, I know some of you anti-pot people will say, well, this isn't medicine. These people just want to get high. Well, so what if they do? How is that any of your business anyway? And who do you think you are anyway? Sick. So the DEA, of course, doesn't care about California's law. They don't really, it doesn't matter. According to the DEA, quote, this was a two-year investigation into marijuana trafficking based on an anonymous tip. Anonymous? They have a storefront. This was about distributing marijuana, and we believe some of the marijuana cultivated at the locations we raided was going to HopeNet. We target drug trafficking organizations, and that includes those who supply them. Apparently, again, what this points out here is that the DEA just doesn't care about states' rights. The DEA doesn't think that states even have those things anymore. It's all about what the federal government wants these days in America.
I swear that we lost those in the Civil War. I mean, states' rights are just out the window. Everybody wants one big homogenous government in the middle.
So what happened was they were... I don't know how the word got out about this. I'm not going to go through this entire article because it's a little lengthy, but I basically gave you the rundown. They raided the homes of the organizers. The word must have gotten out about that at that point, and then the protesters coalesced in front of the storefront. And the DEA literally was just across the street, they wouldn't go in. They wouldn't actually, you know, in front of the protesters, in front of the people with the cameras, in front of people in the public eye, they would not actually make violent moves and bust through the protesters to get into the place.
Thank goodness.
So they waited till everybody went home, and they cracked the door in the middle of the night. And then they raided the place. These guys are nothing more than a group of thugs. Really. They're nothing more than a group of thugs that's just a little too timid to actually go and operate in the, you know, the middle of day nearby a group of people that could possibly get angry and maybe violent with them.
Mm.
Because I think they deserve it. You know, if the cops were, if the DEA was there, and not that a bunch of pot-smoking protesters are going to get violent with them necessarily, but nonetheless, if the DEA was there and started shoving through the crowd to push them out of the way so they could get into this place, I wouldn't shed any tears if somebody, you know, took a shot at one of them, took them out. People need to start standing up for their freedoms in this country. If these violent thugs are going to start breaking into people's homes, breaking into people's office buildings, shoving people out of the way, trampling over people, I think we need to fight back.
I think that what they did worked, and that's what we need to do.
Yeah, but can we stay there 24 hours a day? I mean, they had to go home sometime.
Shooting one of them wouldn't have stopped anything from happening the next time either. See, this show, that this was a show of quote-unquote force.
I think it'd make them think twice.
I think that this made them think twice.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, I mean, they weren't willing to do it, and we stopped them before they are willing to do it, and that's great. I think that, you know, that kind of nonviolent protest is what works.
I know I sound radical and everything by suggesting that, but these people are violent thugs. I think that violence, you know, it begets violence, and why don't we just... I'm just so frustrated, man, which frustrates me seeing this happen to innocent people who've never harmed anybody.
It's
the people running these clubs never hurt anyone.
It's absolutely true, but somewhere along the line it became okay for governments to use force on people.
It became okay because nobody fought back with force, because the people just kind of said, okay, well, you're the government, you can do whatever you want, shrug.
Currently just saying no seems to work. Just say no.
To say no. What do you mean?
That's what those people said. They said, no, you're not coming in here.
Right. Well, they blocked the... They did use a little bit of force. They used a little. They blocked the front door. They physically didn't allow the DEA in. They very well could have just made a path, and then the DEA would have been more than happy to go into the front door. So there was a little bit of force used here, and it did work. But I'm just suggesting that if the DEA stepped it up, and they didn't. But if the DEA did step it up, if they came in, you know, if there was 50, I think there was about 50 or 60 protesters out in front of the store. If there was 50 protesters there and the DEA came in and started just clubbing people, then would you suggest possibly fighting back?
You know, if somebody clubs me, I'm liable to club back.
Fair enough. 800-259-5791. Since we're talking about the cops,
I would expect to take the whatever, you know, I mean, the fact is, assault on a law enforcement officer is a very serious crime because... The law enforcement officers are in charge. And, you know, God knows they wouldn't, it's more important, you know, they're morally superior to us, so therefore
they're better because they can wear uniforms.
It's worse to hit them. And I admit that they are in the line of fire every day. I get it.
They didn't have to go down to that place and raid, the DEA agents did not have to go and do what they did. So they put themselves in that position.
They might feel like they had to go because it's their job and everything, but they didn't have to.
Exactly right. So, as we're talking about the cops, we'll share some corrupt cop stories tonight. Starting with Anderson, South Carolina, a narcotics officer, Matthew Durnham, 34, pleaded guilty Tuesday on a drug trafficking and official misconduct charges for accepting payoffs from a drug dealer. Durham admitted providing information to a methamphetamine trafficker in exchange for $5,000 a week. And said he earned at least $200,000 for his efforts. The 10-year Anderson County Sheriff's Office veteran now faces up to 35 years in prison. 10 years for the official misconduct and 25 years for the drug trafficking. A 10-year veteran helping out a methamphetamine dealer. Now, how many years of his 10 years do you think he was helping the drug dealers?
Some.
Eight?
I
seven?
Don't know.
Your call, 800-259-5791. You make them. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
When it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet in a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any one of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL for a special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now, 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791 is Ian here with Ann Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Archives are there, months of the show, right there, front page of the website. Go get them totally free at freetalklive.com. So we started the show talking about San Francisco and one of the medical marijuana clubs being raided, the home of the owners being raided by the cops. And as you pointed out, man, which the cops are better people than us little folk. Us citizen types, us people, individuals. Well, the cops are of a higher authority.
Well, it's evidenced by the fact that there are charges like, assault on a law enforcement officer.
Mm-hmm. Which carry a bigger sentence and a bigger penalty.
And, you know, I mean, if they were just regular folks, it would just be assault.
Well, and actually, interestingly enough, there are apparently so much better people that when they commit the same crimes that regular folks do, they don't get the same punishments that everybody else does. For instance, if you're a cop and you rape somebody, you might get a little slap on the hand. And I'm not kidding about that. In fact, we're kind of in the midst of going to do a little barrage of corrupt cop stories here because I've been building them up. I just encountered 5 or 6 of them over the last couple days. We're going to share a few of them with you. This one from StopTheDrugWar.org and Lutcher, Louisiana Police Chief Corey Pittman faces up to 120 years in prison after pleading guilty to 3 counts of cocaine distribution in federal court on Wednesday. Pittman, 29 years old, faces a mandatory minimum sentence of at least 5 years on each count when he appears for sentencing in March. He's being held without bond in an undisclosed location, according to federal officials. He was arrested after making 3 different crack cocaine sales to an undercover federal agent during the summertime.
Mm.
All 3 sales recorded on audio or videotape. He's no longer the police chief at this point. The chief of police.
Apparently they weren't paying him well enough. He had to sell some crack, too.
Yeah. This is what's going on. These are your boys in blue, your men in uniform. This is what they're doing with your taxpayer dollars, probably on duty at the time while he was doing these things. 800-259-5791, if you've got comments here. Here's another story for you. Actually, this one from an email. Terry, he emails, "Hey, Ian and Manwich, I've been listening to Free Talk Live for the last few months, and I really love the show. I was listening to Saturday's podcast and was reminded of a situation that's currently in the courts in a nearby community. I thought this story would tie in nicely to the one you were talking about where the cops were going undercover at college frat parties." Now, do you remember the college frat party story?
Yeah.
Basically, the idea was the cops want to put a stop to underage drinking, so what do? They're going to send undercover cops to a frat party.
Young-looking ones.
Right. And
what do you think is going to happen when they get their little hands on those sorority girls?
Drunken sorority girls.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to be doing much busting of any actual arrest, arresting at these parties. They're going to just probably take advantage of drunk girls.
I think they have
call
to do,
me cynical.
I think they have to do some arresting.
Yeah, sure. They'll bring somebody in from time to time to make it look like they're actually doing some work. But here's the latest from Ontario, Canada. 2 cops, back in 2001, parked at a donut shop near a local watering hole. The legal drinking age in Ontario, by the way, is 19. A drunk 18-year-old woman asks the cops for a ride home. The cops drove her home, but not before parking on a rural dead-end road where she gave one of the cops oral sex. The 2 cops were then suspended with pay 3 years later over this incident. Finally, a year after that, 1 cop pleads guilty to some of the charges, is still facing more charges, 1 count of neglect of duty, deceit and insubordination, and 3 counts of discreditable conduct. Charges against the other cop were withdrawn because it had not been proven. Finally, in October of this year, the statement of facts was read in court. The media was not allowed in to watch. The case is going back to court in February. According to our emailer, you would think that a story about sex, a couple of police officers, and an underage drunk girl would be a story that the local media would be playing big. But sadly, it's a bit under the radar. I, for one, will be paying extra attention in the future. Cops do this stuff all the time.
Well, it doesn't say that the woman necessarily gave oral sex unwillingly.
Well, where did the charges come from? Why do the cops get suspended with pay?
Disreputable is what the charges are. That they did, you know, something that would tarnish the
good name
of the universe.
When the cops are threatening to take you into jail if you don't give them oral sex, you give it to them willingly so they let you go. Well, I don't like the word willingly there, man, which when you're in the back of a police cruiser and they're telling you to do things or else they're going to bring you into the clink.
It wasn't expressly said in the story, though. That's all I'm saying.
No, but it wasn't a story. It was just a summary from our listener.
I see.
But here's a story for you from the Daily Sentinel. A month after he propositioned a woman for kinky sex while he was on the job, Colorado State Patrol Trooper John Oriolt received an interim evaluation during his rating his job performance as meets standards.
Mm-hmm.
According to performance ratings by the Colorado Department of Public Safety's Human Resources Department, in April 2001, Colorado began a performance evaluation system that rates employees on a scale of 1 to 4. It goes from all the way from does not meet standards to meet standards, frequently exceeds standards, and consistently exceeds standards. Prior to the incident with a woman, Oriolt, hired in 96, received level 3, which is frequently exceeds standards, after the complaint into motion, Oriel received an interim performance that rated him as meeting standards. So apparently, if you're a cop and you talk to a woman, of course, according to state law enforcement documents, you talk to a woman and you offer to have kinky sex with her, he pulls up to a hotel with this woman, she gets out of the car, told her to wait, asked Owens if she was into bondage and if she would be interested in a sexual encounter, according to the complaint. She hurried herself inside and she locked herself in the room, and then he called her soon after to arrange a foursome. This guy is pulling women over and asking for sexual encounters.
That's not nice.
And they rate him as meets standards.
Not nice at all.
So you can do whatever you want as a cop and just get a little slap on the hand. Maybe they'll take you off the streets if you rape somebody and then sit you in a desk job or something like that. That way you can keep collecting your government paycheck. You got a story from Australia, don't you, Manwich?
I do.
They're not just corrupt here in America.
No, they're corrupt everywhere.
Power corrupts everywhere.
Two Sunshine Coast police officers were stood down yesterday amid allegations that they gave women prisoners cigarettes in return for oral sex. The sergeant...
Hey, they did it willingly, right, Manwich?
You know, they're in jail.
Yeah.
The sergeant and senior constable allegedly bribed four women. One of the women alleged one officer digitally raped her. Well, how can you do that through a bar? Anyway, the officers faced a lengthy investigation by Queensland Police Service's Ethical Standards Command.
You know what digits are?
Yes, I'm aware.
Okay. Fingers.
Right. It is alleged they took the prisoners to areas outside of the range of security cameras. Well, that would be smart if you're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They allegedly fondled the prisoners and asked them to expose their breasts. It is the third sexual scandal to engulf Queensland police in as many months.
Really?
Yeah, they're getting on there at the Queensland County Jail. The Courier-Mail last week revealed that a Brisbane police officer was being investigated for allegedly dropping a traffic charge against a teenager in return for sex. Leaked documents showed senior police were warned 2 years ago that the officer was downright dangerous to the public. However, Police Commissioner Bob Adkinson refuses to stand him down. Ethical Standards Command has been examining the claims since mid-year and is believed to have previously investigated the officer. Mr. Adkinson was also the center of sexual harassment allegations when the wife of a police inspector complained that he greeted her with a kiss. The crime... Don't kiss your superior's wives, fellas. the woman's husband had previously been disciplined for sexual conduct. Interesting.
They just keep on coming.
Yep.
Story after story after story, and everybody just kind of shrugs and says, "Oh, those cops, they're so bad," and then they forget about it. 800-259-5791, because there's always another one right around the corner. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The filter mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable filter mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the airwaves. Anything goes. 800-259-5791, Friday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We have updates there. If you want to know the latest about Free Talk Live, get on the updates list. Whenever it happens, we'll email it out to you at updates.freetalklive.com. That's where you want to go to sign up. Updates.freetalklive.com. All right, enough of the corrupt cop stories. I think we packed in like five or six of them there into the first chunk of the show. Yay, 800-259-5791. So let's go to the snow penis thing, Manwich, because the emails continue to roll in on this issue. Probably the most popular issue of the month of December at this point.
Yeah.
And so we would be remiss not to continue giving it attention. So let's start with Zach. I know you have one about a Santa Claus, right?
I do. I have a good one.
I'm going to start with Zach because this is part two. Zach was the guy that tore you to pieces for being like the church. He related you, Manwich, in your position of not wanting to stand up for those who are offensive. Okay? Of course, what we're talking about here is the snow penis story. We talked about it a week ago. 19-year-old girl made a snow penis in her front lawn. The police came by, knocked it down. I was outraged. I thought it was a violation of her property rights, and it absolutely is a violation of her property rights. And you said you don't care.
No.
You don't care. It doesn't offend you, necessarily. That wasn't your issue. You wouldn't have gone and knocked it down yourself, necessarily, but you didn't really care that her property was destroyed. You wouldn't have stood up and said anything about it.
No, it's difficult for me to get too excited about people being offensive. And I'm not saying, I don't know how angry this girl was, by the way. She might have been like, ha-ha, somebody knocked it down. You know, who knows what her issue was. But if I'm just of the opinion that if you do offensive things out in public and try to offend people, that same things might happen, and I don't care.
So Zach had pointed out that you kind of were taking a similar position to the people that, I guess, forced Galileo to recant what it was that he was talking about with the sun, with the earth revolving around the sun.
And I disagreed, and I said that the church was defending its own power at that point, as opposed to, the person who's on their
anyway, mind. He made you look really bad. And the other point of your argument was that you thought that perhaps things like a snow penis might be bringing down property values in a undeed-restricted neighborhood. I mean, presuming that in a deed-restricted neighborhood, sculptures, unapproved sculptures, would not be allowed.
Right.
So in an undeed-restricted neighborhood, an unzoned neighborhood, you were concerned that this was going to affect your property values. And so Zach addresses this. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, the other side of Manwich's anti-snow penis stance is his fear that a sudden outbreak of obscene snow sculptures in his neighborhood will destroy his property value. This is the only plank of his argument that can be defended without looking foolish. However, he should know by now that force never achieves its goals. Yes, a snow sculpture can be forcibly destroyed, but the underlying goal of protecting property values not achieved. Will an offensive neighbor stop being offensive after the victim being the victim of vandalism? Honestly? It's far more likely they'll respond to that force by being even more offensive. I mean, violence begets violence and force begets force. You'll have far more luck ending offensive behavior by having an adult conversation with your neighbor. Which, in the actual story that we reported on, the 19-year-old girl that created the snow penis in the first place, what did she say after they knocked it down? She's going to build another one.
There you go.
And who knows, the next one might have been two times as big. Might have been twice as offensive, twice as veiny.
I have to concur. I have to concur that I think that the best way to handle it is to have an adult conversation with your neighbor.
Right. So, when Manwich backs off from passively supporting the use of individual force, he turns to the deed restrictions and zoning laws as a last resort. Intelligent and principled individuals can make use of deed restrictions to happily coexist. However, they are merely a tool, and they guarantee nothing. My wife and I used to live in a deed-restricted neighborhood. The restriction sounded like a good idea at the time, but neighbors still damaged our property value by ignoring parts of the restrictions. Other neighbors damaged our property value while acting fully within the deed restrictions. We could have used the force behind the deed restrictions to try to get our way, but still found simple adult conversations to be easier and more effective.
Absolutely.
In practice, the deed restrictions did not provide real property value protection, and in fact only accomplished forcing us into the Homeowners Association's approved trash collection company as our only choice for that service. When we became fed up with the situation, we looked for a neighborhood with no deed restrictions and as little zoning as possible. People in our new neighborhood are free to litter their property with rusty cars and busted appliances, but nobody does it. In fact, the properties are better maintained than the properties in our old neighborhood.
I haven't seen that to be the case. Now, just the area I live, but I've lived in deed-restricted communities and outside of deed-restricted communities, and it seems to me the deed-restricted communities are a little nicer as far as the lawns go and things like that. And
I'm sure it varies.
I'm sure it does. I've lived in neighborhoods where, like my next-door neighbor had...
This is my favorite line in the email.
Go ahead.
Even though we're free to destroy our property, we're also unrestricted in our improvements. In comparison, our old deed-restricted neighborhood wasted everybody's time with red tape, waiting for approval for property improvements, which is exactly what zoning does for everybody else. If you're outside of a deed-restricted area, then you're under the zoning laws in 99% of America. And if you follow the zoning and you follow the building regulations, before you can do any sort of improvement on your property, what do you have to do?
Well, you have to go get all that approval.
You have to go and bribe the government. You have to go and lay some money in their palm before they'll allow you to build on your property, to improve on your home. And sometimes they won't allow it. Sometimes they'll just say no. Nope, you can't do that. You're violating the zoning laws. Won't allow it. Sorry. It doesn't matter if it's really an improvement, if it's something you really want to do to your house, if it will increase the property value of the neighbor of your house and the surrounding houses. The government's laws are the laws, and one size fits all. It doesn't matter what your personal circumstances are. So standing out, supporting zoning, not a good idea. He goes on to say, not only do we have complete freedom to improve our property, we also have complete freedom in which of the four different trash collection companies we use.
Wow, that's nice.
I've never even heard of such a thing.
That's sweet. having a choice of trash collection companies?
It can be done. It's possible. Somewhere in America, Colorado, apparently, you can actually pick from different trash collectors. Now, apparently, the company they selected has picked up everything we put in the trash. Remember the trouble you were having recently?
Oh, my God. Well, the city picks up my trash.
Right.
And
Sometimes.
Yes, sometimes.
When they want to.
And I have to separate it into four different types of, trash that go out. So, and... If they don't like the way it's separated or what's in which barrel or box or bin, they say, nope, sorry, and they just don't collect anything.
So apparently they pick up everything, whether it be lumber, old furniture, rolls of old carpeting, and a couple old satellite dishes. Oh, and our property value in the non-deed-restricted neighborhood, it's increased 30% in 2 years. He says our faith...
Property values everywhere have gone up hugely in America.
Have faith in freedom, he says, no matter how frightening, it always outperforms force. And I got to agree with that. Zach, thanks for the email. 800-259-5791. Let's go to the Santa email, Manwich.
And I'd like to say that I don't support zoning. I only support deed-restricted communities.
Right. Well, all. you were agonizing over how it is that we could transition from zoning to the free marketplace and still protect your property value.
It's clear that there's a demand for restrictions in neighborhoods. Otherwise, there wouldn't be deed-restricted communities. That's all. That's all I'm saying. And people want that. People paid for that. And you can't take it away from them.
That's right.
It's wrong. We'll get to that when we come back.
Somebody's going to build an offensive Santa. And I want to ask you a few questions. 800-259-5791. It's actually a really offensive Santa.
Really?
More on the way. You take control of the show. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com, or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Friday night edition of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so plenty of time for you to make your calls and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got live streams there, broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version for free at freetalklive.com. So we're still in the midst of the snow penis controversy, and people have a lot to say about this particular issue. Of course, what started all of this was a week ago. There was an article about a 19-year-old girl that had constructed a snow penis in her front yard. The cops demolished it, and I had a problem with that because I happen to be a supporter of property rights. And while I may not agree with what my neighbors do with their property or build on their property, it's none of my darn business what they do with their property, so long as it's not, you know, harming my property. And in this case, a snow penis doesn't harm anybody.
As far as I'm concerned, when they get out into the I'm not gonna, public isn't exactly the right word, but, you know, free air.
Okay.
And they, you know, they assault my ears, my eyes, my nose. It becomes my business.
You can't have your eyes assaulted, man. Which you could have your ears assaulted.
A snow penis, people could consider their eyes assaulted with a
snow
penis.
The only way you could assault somebody's eyes is by shining a bright light directly into it or shining a laser pointer directly into them. That would be damage. That would be force on somebody. You could also assault somebody's ears by using decibels, you know, over sounds over a certain decibel level. That could harm someone.
Things I don't want to hear. Things I don't want to see.
That's
things
different.
I don't want to smell.
That's different. Those are not assaults, man. Which go with your bad Santa email, please.
Got it. All right, guys, here's the deal. Manwich, your opposition of the snow penis is ridiculous. You are a hypocrite, and I used to agree with you. But now, when I hear you, the taste of bile builds in my throat. You don't care about freedom. You only care about having things your way. You know,
that's what you were just saying.
It offends me. I don't want to see it.
Just to be clear, I didn't get into this business as a pro-freedom activist. I am a fiscal conservative. I am an Ayn Randian capitalist.
Uh-huh.
And you show me where the issues have to do with, you know, the government keeping its hands out of my wallet. Then we're talking the same language.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about, I should have the freedom to smoke pot and go tra-la-la through the streets, buck naked, then we got problems. You know? So, now on to a personal
You should
story.
Have that freedom. But you're risking ostracism. You're risking social ostracism.
I don't think that people
like
should just be able to walk
you
naked through the streets. No.
You can do it today, and the reason you don't do it is not because you're afraid of getting arrested. You're just afraid of people pointing and laughing at you, or you're afraid of your neighbors not ever talking to you again, or your friends thinking something's wrong with you. But that's the reason why people don't behave in that manner. It's social pressures that keep people in line, not the cops.
I remember
law.
A story from Berkeley, California, where a student used to go regularly naked to class.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was great.
And they weren't ostracized?
It was called, I imagine he had some friends. It was Berkeley.
Yeah, true.
Now on to a personal story that relates to the snow penis. Recently, I've purchased a large Santa. It cost me $35. I've also built a cross, spray-painted it black with an orange neon outline. The cost of the spray paint was about $10. I plan to nail the Santa to the cross, decorate it with Christmas ornaments, and place a string of Christmas lights around Santa's head as a protest of Christmas. This will be placed on my front lawn the night of before Christmas Eve so people can awaken to it.
Oh, my goodness.
That would be tonight.
Including small children.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anybody. Anybody can see Santa there with his crown of, Christmas light.
By the way, we're going to be live tomorrow night, the Christmas Eve Saturday night edition of the show. We will be here in the studio, and we'll have a bit of a holiday theme. We've got a few interesting issues, like a teacher that revealed to her students that there's no Santa Claus.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
There's by the way, I was listening to Savage on the way in. Best of show.
Yeah.
Nobody's doing any live
shows. We're going to be the only live show in the entire radio industry. I think so.
Yeah. We're the only ones dumb enough.
I don't think so. There's people listening. Go ahead. I'm sorry. So he's going to put a Santa Claus on a cross in his front lawn.
Right.
With a
nail
wreath,
him up there.
With a wreath of a crown of
It's sort of like
lights.
A Jesus effigy.
Uh-huh.
This took me 2 hours to build and decorate, as well as costing me around $50. Thus, it will. It is not just snow, but actually has value. Tell me, Manwich, would you come violate my rights of free speech and property and kick it down at night like the thug you are?
Well, would you?
I've never suggested that I'm going to go, you know, willy-nilly and just destroy things on people's property because I don't like them.
Yes, you did.
If it was a naked picture of my mother,
well,
what?
Does this one doesn't offend you enough?
If he
cares,
that's
pretty offensive.
If he cares enough about it, he knows it's offensive, and somebody's going to be offended.
Yeah.
And if somebody comes and tears up a Santa or whatever, I'm sorry. It doesn't make me feel bad. You're out there doing it on purpose, as a protest. Somebody's going to come and destroy your Santa as a protest. Sit out there with a shotgun.
So you wouldn't do it to the Santa? Even if you had kids that believed in Santa, you wouldn't do it?
I wouldn't know. I would just explain to my children that I don't think most people will get it, quite honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think if somebody's going to destroy
it,
they're going to do it so late at night that I wouldn't know, and he wouldn't know, and nobody would know.
Maybe he'd be sitting up waiting.
He might just be. Yeah, paintball gun's a good choice.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it is. Just light them up with a paintball gun. Red and green.
You can just simply explain to your kids that's Mr. Smith, and he's a very weird man. You don't want to go to his house anymore, ever.
He just explained that he's just talking about how Santa and Jesus, they work together here on this Christmas thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people aren't going to get it. The adults aren't going to get it. No. Kids sure aren't going to get it.
And they'll never remember it either. I mean,
but somebody is very much liable to be upset and offended, and it's quite possible that his Santa could get kicked over or stomped on or whatever, or maybe it won't, and he'll have it for next year.
1-800-259-5791. I would hope that most people in my neighborhood would leave property alone and respect other people's property, because bringing violence on other people is not a good way to be neighborly, regardless of what it is that's in somebody's front lawn.
I agree.
Lawn gnome or crucified Santa Claus. 800-259-5791. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
Government is best, which governs the.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the airwaves. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so plenty of time for your calls about anything. Political issue, personal problem, you take control. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. You can vote for the show at vote.freetalklive.com. We are one of the top podcasts in the world, thanks to those of you who have voted for us. But we could be ranked a little bit higher. I think we're currently ranked at number 5. And we need to be number 1. And your vote can help make it happen at vote.freetalklive.com. Again, that is vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is an email address and maybe a moment of your time, maybe a minute at most. Very simple. And it helps us out. It helps us get fresh, new listeners from the internet world if you vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. So we're still in the snow penis controversy here, and one of the side issues. There's actually been a number of side issues that have spawned from this.
It's been a pretty good topic. I mean, I must say I'm bored to death with it, but they keep on coming in with these things, and it brings up all kinds of issues about property rights. I mean, it's clearly an extreme. And,
absolutely,
I'm not an extremist.
But we live in the extreme sometimes on this show, and actually, we've got two emails here. One is addressing the extreme aspect of this, and I'm going to hold that for hour two. But first, this one addresses your issue with the deed restrictions, because you're agonizing over how to get a zoned area, once you remove zoning, to have some sort of voluntary control amongst the different residents, because you were thinking, well, if zoning disappears, how is it that I'm going to convince 100% of the people on my street to agree to a set of rules? Well, according to Curtis, he says, "Man, which regarding the ongoing snow penis discussion, you keep insisting that zoning should be abolished. Zoning be abolished, it'd be impossible to implement deed restrictions in their place. You're mistaken on this point. You have the right to contract. You can devise and seek contractual agreements with your neighbors at any time. You can go to your neighbors tomorrow and ask each one of them to agree not to erect a snow penis on their property. I imagine most people would think the request is rather odd, but they'd probably go along with it as long as everyone else in the neighborhood agreed to refrain from this activity."
Considering I live in Florida, I'd probably have a pretty good chance of being able to get people to, okay, we won't make any snow. Matter of fact, we won't make any snow sculptures on our front lawn because it hasn't snowed here since 1989, and when it did, there was no snow on the ground.
Anything out of it.
Yes. You could stick out your tongue and catch a snowflake, which I'm sure everyone did.
"If there were any holdouts, you and any like-minded neighbors could offer monetary or other compensation to get them to sign on." And that's kind of what I was thinking. I mean, if zoning went away and you lived up north and you wanted to ensure a certain set of rules for all of the people in the neighborhood, you could essentially do what he's suggesting, or maybe find an investor, somebody that will buy up the property in the neighborhood and basically privatize the neighborhood into a kind of a gated community, if you will. Take something that is uncontrolled and using money and bribery, bribing people into an agreement. So if they don't want to go in voluntarily, pay them off.
Buy
their house out from under them.
I don't know about you, but I'm not the first guy to just jump into something like this. I like to see that other people have gotten on board first. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of people out there, I'm not talking about snow penises. I'm on board with contracts,
Oh, okay.
"Oh, yes, I won't do it, but my neighbor can." He doesn't have to until he signs.
Right.
So I don't want to give up my
make the contract so that it doesn't take effect until everybody signed it. Oh, easy answer. Hour two coming up, 800-259-5791. This is your show. One of our listeners, we're finally getting an email from somebody that thinks this whole snow penis thing something we shouldn't be talking about. But it's the only one we've gotten so far. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control. The Friday Night Edition.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Black.